According to the World Health Organization, globally, one in seven young people experiences a mental health disorder, accounting for 13% of the global burden of disease. Depression, anxiety, and behavioral disorders are among the leading causes of illness and disability among young people. Suicide is said to be the fourth leading cause of death among 15 to 19-year-olds. Furthermore, in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, global prevalence of anxiety and depression increased by a massive 25%. This is according to a scientific research released by the World Health Organization, WHO. The research also highlights that young people and women have been mostly affected. Chief Medical Specialist, Dean in the School of Nursing and Public Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Professor Musa Moshabela, says most of the mental problems that the youth is currently experiencing derived from the disruptions that were caused by COVID-19.
I think most of the problems that we are seeing that are related to mental health come from the disruptions. So on the one part, the pandemic in the last 2 years has put a lot of people in a place where they were lonely and isolated, and for that reason, people lacked the social support and the social system that they would normally get either at work or at home or just generally in society.
Mental health problems can have a wide range of causes. It's likely that for many young people, there is a complicated combination of factors, although different people may be more deeply affected by certain things than others. This is according to The Mind, mental health charity in England and Wales, founded in 1946 as the National Association for Mental Health. Mind offers information and advice to people with mental health problems. Speaking to our FM News, Dr. Nkululeko Benedict Mhlongo says unemployment among the youth is also a contributing factor towards mental health issues, and it demystifies the level of identity that a person has or holds in society, meaning the unemployed person feels invisible and not noticed in the system that they exist within.
Most one that is predominantly that I see as a major issue that contributes to mental health is the fact that if I'm unemployed, it means I'm not noticed, I'm not seen in the world, so therefore I can't contribute. So it almost has a systematic type of disability for me to be noticed, for me to be acknowledged, and for me to actually be seen in society as a person who's present and contributing to the greater, you know, of humankind in society. So definitely unemployment and mental health is a correct link in that identity that is actually being performed and also seen as well. So it definitely contributes to that. But in terms of what the government can actually do to try and give, you know, or assist the youth is having accessibility or having pathways to mental health that can actually create clear access as well as the affordability as well, because I mean mental health is very expensive in this country. So then us having access to that is very challenging in a sense that people can't afford to pay $1,000 per week for a consultation as well, to be given something that I feel like won't be, you know, very much used. Because I mean unemployment is a very systematic type of problem that we are facing as a country. Psychology can play a part, but sometimes when a person comes to you and says Doc Nlambile, you can't help, you know, that person by giving them proper psychological tools, but also you can assist in alleviating their stress, in finding, in assisting the patient find, you know, commonality and pathways to try and find, you know, amicable solutions to try and alleviate the level of poverty. So unemployment speaks to exactly that. It demystifies the level of identity that the person I have or hold in society. So it makes me invincible in a way. So if I'm invincible, it means I'm not noticed, I'm not actualized, so therefore there are detrimental issues that will accompany that in terms of me performing a role in the system that I exist within.
Those that VowFM News spoke to believe that unemployment and COVID-19 are the main contributors in high levels of depression and anxiety amongst the youth.
Being indoors, it kind of made people feel trapped, like in their minds, so they're not as distracted with like ordinary everyday activities. So I definitely feel like it has increased. My anxiety personally has gone up. I had my first panic attack after COVID. I never thought I would. And I think it's definitely because I've been so isolated. So when I went out, it was just kind of overwhelming.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely, because I mean, people are losing jobs, they have no jobs, you know, so I think that presents a really difficult case for the youth. I mean, you even have people pre-COVID, we had like qualifications, whatever, but there were no jobs.
Have had a huge impact in the youth, especially after COVID, because a lot of kids have lost hope. A lot of kids have just not seen the use and the need to live and the need for education, because everything is on hold. So they're like, what's the point? There's no jobs. People are losing jobs. Why am I doing this? It's pointless. So like, I feel like COVID has had a huge impact on the young people, and it has increased depression levels and anxiety levels and, yo, suicidal thoughts.
I don't have time, but yes, it has. I think it has increased for obvious reasons, because of the lockdown, people have had to be indoors. I mean, we saw just how much the domestic violence cases increased during the first couple of, I think in the first 2 weeks of the lockdown. I think people, for the first time in a long time or in history ever, were confronted with situations that they could easily escape from by going shopping or going drinking or going out or doing, you know, stuff. But people had to confront themselves and had to face family members that they could easily escape previously. And I also just think the effects of COVID and the lockdown itself, the effect that it's had on people's employment, on, you know, on the economy in general, a lot of people have suffered. A lot of people have lost jobs. A lot of people have lost loved ones. I think, and it came one after the other. So I think a culmination of all of that has caused a lot of depression amongst people that still hasn't been addressed.
Meanwhile, psychologist Dr. Elvis Munadzwa says being unemployed makes one feel emasculated, meaning an individual feels less of the person that they are, which leads to them being aggressive.
Being unemployed, there's quite a number of things that come to mind. One of the things is that if, for example, you are unable to fend for yourself, you feel somewhat emasculated. When you feel emasculated, it basically means that you feel less of the person that you thought you were. Mm. And you are, because when you feel less of the person that you thought you are, you are unable to gain the confidence that you need to maybe step out in public.
According to the Daily Maverick, there are many difficulties and problems faced by this generation of young people, from poverty and unemployment to a lack of good education and substance abuse, all of which are huge problems which South African youth experiences on a daily basis. One problem that needs awareness is mental health among young people in South Africa. Mental health is still a stigmatized topic in the country, with many avoiding the conversation. Concerns around mental health from a much-needed conversation in our society, and it is long overdue. We need to accept that it is okay not to be okay. Happy Youth Day, Changemakers. For VowFM News, I am Mapabalo Boroto in Bramfontein, Johannesburg.